You might be thinking, but wait, weren't the previous chapters full of your mistakes already? Oh, my sweet summer child, these were just the appetizers. We're about to dive into the main course of my real estate blunders buffet. So grab your fork or your shovel, depending on how big these mistakes are, and let's dig in. The marijuana growing tenant. Lessons in property inspection. Let's start with the tale I like to call the case of the not-so-hidden hydroponic highway. Picture this. It's 2005, and I feel good about my budding real estate empire. I've got a handful of properties, tenants who mostly pay on time, and I'm thinking, I've got this landlord thing down pat. Enter tenant X. On paper, he seemed perfect. Good credit score, steady job, quiet lifestyle. He even had a green thumb and talked about his love for gardening. Great, I thought. He'll keep the yard looking nice. Oh, how naive I was. Fast forward 6 months. I'm doing my first inspection of the property. Yes, first. We'll get to that mistake in a moment. As I'm walking through the house, I notice a few odd things. First, the electric bill is through the roof. Second, there's a faint skunk odor pervading the entire house. I also notice that the basement door is locked. Now, I'm no Sherlock Holmes, but even I could tell something was amiss. When I finally got that basement door open, I was greeted by a sight that would make Bob Marley proud. Row after row of marijuana plants, basking under the grow lights like they were on a Caribbean vacation. It turns out that my quiet, garden-loving tenant was less interested in petunias and more interested in pot. He had turned my rental property into his personal cannabis plantation. So what did I learn from this little adventure in agriculture? First, regular inspections are crucial. Don't wait 6 months to check on your property. Regular inspections, with proper notice to tenants, of course, can nip problems in the bud. This proactive approach puts you in control and can prevent potential issues. Pun is very much intended. Next, know the signs. Usually high utility bills, strange odors, locked areas of the house, those are all red flags. Don't ignore them. Being vigilant of these signs can help you catch potential problems early. Next, vet your tenants thoroughly. A good credit score isn't enough. Do a background check, call references, and most importantly, trust your gut. Your instincts can often guide you in the right direction. Now, understand your legal rights and responsibilities. I had to navigate a legal minefield to evict this tenant and clean up the mess. Know your local laws before you need them. Finally, have a sense of humor. After the initial shock wore off, this became a great story to tell at parties. And sometimes, you just have to laugh at the absurdity of it all.